This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here in person with Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And virtually with Joe.
Hello.
Same sound. We're here to discuss New Girl Season 3, Episode 10, Thanksgiving the 3rd.
Worst episode of the series. Not the just series. The season.
Joe, is it your least favorite episode too, or is that just me and Heather?
I don't think it's my least favorite. I just think, you know, everybody's out of their element here, so it's just different.
Okay, which leads
to the insight.
Which, oh, I was going to say, leads us into Joe Flicks, but we have to feeling stick first. So before we talk about the episode, Joe, did you bring a feeling stick?
No, I mentioned Winston doing the bank commercials already.
Yeah, that was a good feeling stick.
Okay, Heather, did you bring a feeling stick?
I did. I've actually brought a couple, so I'll cover for Joe. So first of all, I discovered a show, never watched it. Now I can't stop watching it. A little something called Friday Night Lights. And I was watching it and
don't ever yawn. Sorry.
And then this
it's guy, contagious even on Zoom.
And then this guy. It was a complete zoo, and he was like this crazy drug dealer guy, and he was driving in the car with this other main character to go somewhere, and he starts talking about his favorite movie, and he's all, great music, great action, great fisticuffs.
Oh.
And I've never heard anyone else ever say the word fisticuffs.
But Schmidt.
Yeah, and so I wanted to tell you guys that I've had some stress in my life lately. My sister here was kind enough to surprise me with an adult coloring book of New Girl quotes. New Girl quotes.
Available on Amazon.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
My feeling stick is actually just a shout out to somebody who follows us on Instagram. Her name's Deborah Marie at Tough Cookie Tyson. Hear my voice echoing through the neighborhood because we have our window open because the nest weather's nice. She's just like a really great fan, and I just want to wish her a great week and hope she's doing well. So that brings us to the Netflix description of this episode, which is the group gets a lesson in roughing it when Jess and Nick decide they should celebrate Thanksgiving in the wilderness. Inaccurate as usual. Joe Flick's description. Go ahead, Joe.
So for this show, instead of Thanksgiving, it should be forgiving.
Oh. And here's,
yeah. Because here's why. Obviously, there's a lot of choices made in this episode that there's a lot of forgiving having to go on. You know what I'm saying?
Because
this is a situation where one guy wanted to do something, the other five, because of friendship, decided to go along. Yeah. So there was a lot of forgiving. And then, as we know what happened with the fruit, there was some forgiving on Nick's end, too. So a lot of forgiving.
Okay. Good job, Joe Flicks. Thanksgiving
or giving. Yeah.
I'm going to vote for Joe Flicks this time, Heather.
Joe Flicks.
Joe Flicks has gotten better.
Joe's really good at it, actually.
Now, at the start, he was like, read the Netflix one again.
Yeah.
Guest stars from this episode include no one. So what's interesting to me about this show is it breaks the mold, because my theory is if the whole entire cast is stuck in one place together, i.e. a wedding, the loft during a party, it's an amazing episode. Not the case with this one. They ruined it.
And speaking of who's in it and who's not, because you said you like it when they're all together.
Mm-hmm.
Since they were spending Thanksgiving outside, why not invite outside Dave?
I'm guessing they didn't want to put him inside their car.
Oh, that's true. But he needs to celebrate too. Love you, outside Dave.
All right, that was a big intro. So we're going to get into the episode. We're in the loft and Coach is mocking Nick because of the e-bite that they sent. And we have a flashback to Nick being into the e-bite from him and Jess and thinking it was cute. And we find out he's wearing Jess's pajama bottoms. Now, Joe, I've never seen wear my pajama bottoms when we were married, but we've already discussed ad nauseum how he used my lotion with sparkles, body wash, and my expensive shampoo. Right, Joe?
Right.
And when he comes to visit, I get the same complaints from his daughter about that.
And Joe loves a good floofy.
Yeah. So now we're with Nick and Jess. And Nick's presenting the idea about going camping to her, doesn't tell the truth that really it's because of Coach. And Jess is like, all I care about is that we're all together. And they try to tell the group and nobody wants any part of it. But Schmidt's excited because he thinks he'd be really good at camping, which makes zero sense.
He was well-dressed for it.
That he was. So we see them at the campground and Schmidt gets out with his cowman's hat, which he looks very good in.
Oh, yes.
And
which falls, he fell off his head, and he's like, oh no, my cowman's hat.
Yes. Later, yes.
That wasn't very masculine, but you know, the thing about this show is the way it starts off has nothing to do with camping. Like, if you were just watching it for the first time, you'd be like, oh, how's this going? Because it started off with a cartoon on a computer screen, and Coach getting all mad, say, hey, when'd you lose your man card? To Nick. And then Nick got up and he had those pink pants on. And Nick goes, what? They're football pants for breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
That was great.
Which, like, that was gonna
unfortunately,
work.
Breast cancer month is October and not November.
November. Good cat.
Maybe he wore them in October and to play football. They're laying around in November.
I don't know. But to us guys, that was probably the funniest part of the episode, how Coach railed him on, you know, when was it that you turned into a girl, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. Have boys ever teased you like that before, Joe?
I don't do many things to lose my man card, so I don't know.
I told a story about you wearing sparkly lotion.
Oh, yeah, but I don't tell the guys about that.
Yes, but you can see sparkles with your eyes. Moving on.
We don't notice that kind of stuff.
Okay, so Schmidt gets out of the car in his cowman's hat. Cece arrives and the guys, because Schmidt used to date her and then obviously Coach went out with her once, are acting super awkward. And Schmidt's like, oh, how did the date go? And Coach is trying to play it off like it went good. Then they say over yonder several times. And Schmidt says he spent 12 hours on the internet and learning about camping. So he's now a, quote, master camper, end quote. And you can see a little flicker in Coach's face. Like, oh, okay, good for you. I'll come to you if I have some questions. Right. More on that later. Meanwhile, Cece and Winston both discover they brought chargers. They hate camping, but he never gets a vote. And what the gang does, like the time he wanted to go to a pottery seminar and make some dope ass pottery.
And Cece had a beautiful car.
Yeah.
When she drove up, it was really fancy. How does Cece afford it?
Well, she's a model.
She has like odd jobs as a model.
No, in the start of the show, she's like an actively working model.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So then we find out that the feast that they brought with them is a cooler of warm beer, no ice in it, because the food is right here and they don't need ice. And that's when Schmidt loses his cowman's hat and starts to freak out. My cowman's hat.
Gotcha.
And Nick decides that the guys will hunt and the women will forage. So the guys go off hunting minus Winston because he stays with the girls. And Nick builds a bear hole. At least we finally caught a bear reference.
Yes, I did catch that.
Or a bear trap, rather. But then Schmidt illustrates how he built a squirrel trap and gets into the mind of a squirrel and pretends to be one and gets stuck under it. When Coach makes him, he yells, my scapula!
Yes, scapula.
but the best part of the word foraging and them getting to the campsite was when they opened the back of Nick's car, or no, Cece's car, I guess, since they went up in that one. And Jess is like, oh, where's my food?
Mm-hmm. He's the pies like, I
made. No, where's my pies? Right here. And he like, you know, gestures like it's the whole woods. And then she opens the cooler and she goes, it's a cooler full of beer. He's like, yeah, Jess, you can't forage for beer.
Yeah. And I think she even says to him too, I don't know what that gesture means. When he's like,
yeah.
And how gross, it was warm.
Warm beer, yeah. I know, leave it to Nick. So Coach makes a sling to help save Schmidt. And he tells him that he just let him be better at camping because he felt bad about what happened with Cece. And Schmidt, even though he's in pain, throws the sling away because he's mad at him and won't use it.
And Schmidt says, what are you, a sorcerer?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, not yet. Yeah, down the road, down the road. Before that happens, Jess is looking at some plants that could kill them or be safe when Cece and Winston are on their phone and find a store within walking distance. Meanwhile, back with the guys, they spot an already dead fish in a very questionable looking lake. Mm-hmm. And Nick is like, how manly is this, Coach? And Coach is like, are you doing this because of what I said? He said, yes, no regrets. And jumps into the water and wrestles the already dead fish. So we meet back up with the gang. We know that the girls and Winston have gone to the store. They're rubbing the, I guess mostly vegetables, a couple of pieces of fruit, into dirt to make them look like they found them. When Nick walks up and is like, oh my God, you guys did amazing, and sees that there's a sticker on the apple. Ooh. Made in Oregon. And they go, did we walk to Oregon? And yes. This is like, that's why I got cramped, or that's why my leg hurts or something. So Nick gets very mad, storms off and leaves to go cook his fish. And I throw that term around loosely, by himself. I mean, no need to throw a fit.
No.
Well, I like when they were going through the fruit and then he busted her on that. And she's like, oh, yeah, we walked to Oregon. He goes, I should have known nothing in nature that's purple grows in nature. Nothing purple grows in nature. That's what he said about the beets.
Joe, did you take notes today?
Yep.
I'm so proud of you. I keep seeing you look down at your notepad.
Joking.
Did you just watch it a couple minutes ago, or did you watch it this afternoon?
This afternoon. That's why I gotta write notes down. I'm not gonna remember for this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. You never do notes either way. So I,
because there's so many one-liners and so much stuff said on closed caption, you know. So you gotta catch all
take a shot, things. Guys. Okay, yeah. So where are we now? Oh, so Nick. So Coach and Schmidt are now battling for who's better at camping. And they're going to see who can make a fire the first. And Coach makes it in 1 second. And that's when Schmidt says, Heather,
what are you, a sorcerer?
Exactly.
So
Nick, Jess is very sad. She goes over to Nick and she's trying to talk to him and hear how he caught the fish. And he says, don't patronize me. Since we started dating, we just do girly stuff. My alcohol tolerance is scary low. And I feel like I'm losing myself a little. So for reasons I still don't understand, Jess thinks that eating the disgusting fish somehow is going to make all of that better.
Yeah.
Can anyone go on the internet and explain to me? He wasn't like, Jess, I have hurt feelings that you don't like the fish I caught.
Right.
Jess, I feel like I'm not a man because I didn't hunt something.
Right.
He's like, our dating at home, not in this wilderness, is making me feel some kind of way. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to eat this fish and ruin everyone's Thanksgiving. And then she immediately goes into hallucinating, which I also found to be kind of unrealistic. And you know, I don't hate on New Girl. Don't get mad.
Right.
And I know people don't like when we say a lot of negative things, but it all bothers me. Oh my God, my voice.
But it was funny when he said his alcohol tolerance had gotten low.
Scary low.
Most people would think that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And then he dreamt he was brushing a pony's hair.
Yes, he did. So now Jess is run off. She's essentially delirious and confused. The gang's all looking for her when she falls into the bear trap. Mm. Nick decides to run and jump in head first for no reason, so that they're both in the trap. And Nick says that he's so sorry and all this was really stupid, but it's too late now, Nick. So Coach is like, what do we do? And Schmidt's like, you don't even try it. I know you know better. And then they start talking about Cece and how she didn't talk to him since the date, and they start fighting, and Cece walks up and is like, take your pants off. I know how to make a pants robe.
How convenient.
And we see that Winston has on long thermal underwear that have kittens.
Oh, they have I love him.
I think that's what they said. Joe, did you catch it in closed captioning?
Yep, that's what they said.
Okay.
Oh, how cute. Love you, Winnie.
So they pull everyone out and save them until Nick celebrates and falls back in. We flash forward to the hospital where we find out luckily Jess does not have rabies, but she does have Giardia and something called Legionnaires.
Oh,
but
don't worry, they have that.
But don't worry, they saved her foot, and Nick apologizes. And it's so weird because I work in a veterinarian office, so I know what Giardia is, and you never hear about it. And this show references it twice.
Oh.
Because when Jess's dad comes back with a new girlfriend, she's like, I kissed that guy under the bleachers, but I saved you getting Giardia. It's like a river disease.
Oh.
And it's like, well, Jess actually had Giardia.
Yes.
At a different time. And I had a coworker who got Giardia from letting her dogs kiss her on the mouth too much. And they had Giardia. I guess they weren't vaccinated for it. And she ended up in the hospital.
Oh, our uncle was in the hospital. He was in like ICU for Giardia.
Yeah, it's no joke.
He got it in North Dakota though.
Okay. So then they're in the lobby, and Cece Schmidt is trying to give Coach Cece advice, but Nick comes in and says he has a plan. No one wants to hear it because his plans kind of suck. But we find out it's just barely not midnight yet. It's 11:48. So they grab food from the vending machine, make decorations out of gloves, and all come in the room, and they're all together and laugh and have fun. So technically Jess got what she wanted.
Yes.
Similar to a Christmas episode.
Yeah. I just wasn't feeling
that. And I will say that I was like so annoyed we had to watch this episode, and I took the notes. It didn't bother me as much as it usually does. I guess because I had something to do.
Yeah.
I think it's boring is why I don't like it.
I also think I hate it so much that I make a bigger deal.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, you know what? That was funny. You know?
So that brings us to our favorite Jess look. Joe, did you have one?
Favorite Jess? Well, let's see. She pretty much wore the same outfit on the camping trip.
She wore two outfits. She wore a dress at the start and then overalls camping.
Yeah, I like the overalls.
Okay, Heather?
I hated those. They seemed so un-Jess.
I just didn't like how she had boots on over them.
I know. And she's the type who would wear a Thanksgiving sweater or something.
She did have a bow in her hair, though.
Oh, yeah. But that was, I'm sorry, those were just ugly.
I actually loved her blue, I don't know if that is gingham, like tiny checkers.
Yeah, that's
blue gingham. Dress and sweater. I thought she looked really cute in that.
Oh, at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings us to best dress, which I would assume we'd all have Schmidt for his cowman's hat. That's who I have, Joe.
Yeah, definitely Schmidt.
Heather?
I have an interesting one. You might have missed it, okay? But I chose the dress Jess is wearing in the flashback where Winston says pottery seminar. Yeah, and so I thought that was the best one.
What did it look like? I don't even remember.
It was like fuchsia with like a really cute sweater over
That's interesting. I never think of the flashbacks as pulling content from them.
I don't usually either.
Favorite Schmidt moment. I mean, I hate to be repetitive, but there's just so much here happening with the cowman's hat.
Yeah.
So somebody says my cowman's hat or my scapula, whatever it is.
Scapula.
So those were my favorite. Zero on the jar count. Heather, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
Okay. Well, obviously his sweater by the fire and his outfit were hysterical.
Yeah.
But my favorite part, it was very subtle. So again, don't feel bad if you didn't catch it. When he is in with Nick in the forest, he's looking at tiny branches.
Like there's something like that.
Like he's, yeah. So if you just watch that scene, I don't think it was even scripted.
I noticed doing a lot of things in the background that were funny.
And it just added to it so much. Mm-hmm. Did you see him doing that?
No, I just saw him looking like yonder.
He was going like this, trying to smell. Oh, you
guys, Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment from this episode?
Probably when he thought he could go on Google and research it for a week. And then 12 hours. And he thought I'd be incredible at it because he was wearing the Indiana Jones outfit and he knew everything about camping.
Nice.
But
okay.
Reality isn't always practicality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well said, Joe.
That brings us to favorite or funniest moment overall for the episode, Heather.
I went with Nick in the pink pants. Mm. I thought it was very strong.
Good call. Good call, Joe.
The breast cancer awareness pants, you mean?
Yeah. Yes, Joe.
Yeah.
What was your favorite or funniest moment?
I would have to say, I like when they're looking at the table and they're trying to hide all the fruit. I like that scene there.
Yeah, that reminds me of something you would do.
And he figured, yeah, and he figures out it's Oregon. And then he says, yeah, nothing purple grows in nature. Which, you know, he might be right there, because I was thinking about what's purple in nature. I don't think I've ever seen anything purple in nature.
Flowers and whatever that vegetable is.
Yeah, that, what is that?
Squash?
No. Turnip? I think it's a purple turnip.
Radishes. Maybe horseradish. Oh, they're more red, yeah. Those onions are purple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there definitely is purple in nature.
Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting.
Okay.
And I just like the setup they had and everything like that.
Okay.
Oh, nice attention to detail.
My favorite, funniest moment was Winston's kitten thermal long underwear. Because
they made fun of him on that.
I'm surprised he left Ferguson. Ferguson is conveniently not an episode sometimes.
He had to have Nick and Jess babysit Ferguson.
To go out for an hour. Yeah.
Maybe Outside Dave was feeding them while they were gone.
Oh, I don't think he's going to trust Outside Dave.
No, he doesn't want Outside Dave inside the house.
So that brings us to Honey Roast Award for the best character performance, inanimate object, writing, editing, whatever you want. Heather, who or what is your honey roast?
My honey roast?
Yes.
And you guys will understand this in a minute when we get to my discussion questions. Oh, you know what? I should have done that on my best dress. Okay. Well, so mine is to the wardrobe staff because the way they use Thanksgiving colors subtly and then they were all, you couldn't tell, they weren't like turkeys, but they were all in like greens and browns.
Yeah.
And it made it look beautiful except for Jess. And I actually, I liked Schmidt's outfit, obviously. And then Cece in that scarf, which was gorgeous brown. And Nick in the pink pants, and then the Thanksgiving plaid colors in Nick's shirt back at the lock.
Okay, that's a good call.
Yeah, so I gave a lot of honey roast.
Well, it's just one department.
Wardrobe, yeah.
Joe, who or what gets your honey roast?
Probably Nick, because I can relate to the fact that sometimes you just don't want to do tradition 40 years in a row. And that's what he was trying to do, was break tradition. And then I kind of want to give a co-honey roast award to Jess, because she's like, well, as long as we're all together, you know, and she tried to be a trooper about it.
Yeah.
But, and then sometimes, you know, and I've been there where you just try to like, do different things and try to make them as fun as possible. But usually I know something about the thing I'm going to do. Camping was nobody's forte. So, you know, it was just, there wasn't like one huntsman out there. They're like, how do I make this fire? You know, and how do I do this? And they make a bear trap that, you know, and then it's funny. He goes, yeah, we'll make a bear trap. And then we'll eat anything the bear doesn't. And you thought the bear trap is usually for the bear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I wonder how you thought they were going to cook a bear, by the way.
I know. Yeah. How they were going to cook any size. Yeah.
They weren't going to. They were just going to cook what the bear didn't want.
Like he was going to be carrying a picnic basket.
Yeah.
So I gave a honey roast award to no one and nothing for this episode.
Whoa.
So the bear is obviously the bear trap, which we discussed a couple times. That brings us to discussion questions. I'll kick it off with a question I feel like is the most obvious, which is, anyone have any sort of camping horror stories? Have they fallen into a bear trap? Did they eat a dead fish in the lake? Joe?
That was mine, by the way.
Huh. So let's see. Camping is not, I mean, I've gone camping.
You camp, do you?
I've gone camping when I was a kid.
Oh.
When I was a kid. But then, you know, I just don't, I just as an adult, it didn't really intrigue me to be out in the woods or sleep in a tent or anything like that, you know. And then there's beach camping. When you move to the coast, then there's always beach camping. So there's several different ways, I guess you can classify camping as, depending on where you live geographically. But in terms of, you know, when we were little kids, we used to scare other little kids with Bigfoot stories and stuff like that in the woods, because we did have woods by my house.
Oh, okay.
You know, and back then, Bigfoot was a big thing, a big real thing.
Yeah, it was.
So no one really talks about Bigfoot anymore because there's so many other phenomena out there. You know?
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
No. Remember the Loch Ness Monster? That was a big one when I was a kid. Yeah. Now it's, you know, they talk about UFOs and, you know, all kinds of things. So I don't really think I did anything except those scary things as a kid.
Yeah, I remember when my son's elementary school had this night camp out thing where you get to sleep in a tent in the grass field at school. And there's like a fundraiser for PTA because they sold food at night and like not fireworks, but like sparklers and breakfast in the morning, whatever. So I was like, Joe, do you want to come to that? And he's like, no.
Oh, that's right.
So I had to ask, a dad next to us to put up our tent because I don't camp. So I had no idea how.
Yeah.
And then Joe came. He brought us Panera to eat.
Oh, that was
and
nice.
Then he left when it was time to go to sleep.
Joe likes his tea, but in Joe's creature comfort.
In Joe's defense, our daughter definitely did not want to spend the night and he needed to take her back home.
Right.
So I Heather out. And I used to camp beach camping when we were young all the time, every year. And I liked it. I don't know why, because I hate camping now. But the last time I went camping, it was my mom's family goes to that beach. Oh, what's it called, Joe? Do you remember?
Which one? The Doheny Beach?
St. Clemente.
Or Dana Point?
San Clemente, you say it.
San Clemente, yeah.
San Clemente, yeah. So we went to San Clemente. And our son was really little. Cassie was like 7 or 8. And I was like, oh, mom, that's going to be hard. Like, how do I bathe a kid? Like camping. I mean, she did it with us, but Kate was like a toddler. So there's like this really nice hotel. So me, Cassidy, Caden, and my mom stayed at the hotel, and then we would drive to the campground, go down to the beach with everyone. He'd come up, sit by the fire, eat dinner, and they're like, well, peace out. We got to go shower and get in our beds. I was
were you there?
Camping is awesome.
How long were you there?
At least 2 nights, at least. We were there for a while, and the kids had a blast.
Yeah.
And the campground had a lot of fun stuff for them to do. But yeah, that's my idea of camping. My coworkers go camping. I actually posted a meme that said, my friend's inviting me camping. So I made a list of everything I need. 1, new friends.
That's great.
Heather, do you have a camping horror story? Because you would not do good with camping now.
No, I wouldn't now. I would never, I wouldn't even glamp. I wouldn't even try it. But when I was, when the four of us and our parents would go to the beach when I was young, and I liked that. Except I hated the showers. But I haven't even done that since I was 18. Once I was old enough. But one time I went to the High Sierras with our family members, and this was actually the last time I camped. And it was a terrible drive.
Terrible.
So long. I got there. There's no beach and I don't fish. So what I read all my books and then I was ready to go home, but we couldn't go home. The showers were terrible. And our extended family was there is fun, but it's kind of hard when you all share a camping space.
I thought we were in a cabin.
No, that was a Christmas thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, did you bring a discussion question?
No, I have one.
Oh, okay. Well, we take turns.
That was mine. So
now it's Joe's turn.
I know I got confused. Sorry.
I wasn't ending the podcast.
The Benadryl is hitting me.
Joe?
So I think the question is, have you had to Jess was a trooper because she's like, okay, Nick, we'll go with your idea, you know, just so they can kind of be together. So have you ever gone with, you know, with a crazy idea someone had, even though you knew it was crazy, but you're like, I love this person, or I want to be with my friends, or I love my friends, so I'll do that.
Yes, Joe, everything I've ever done with you. Oh. Let's go to Tahoe for our honeymoon where a bear will attack us and I'll get mad at you for being upset. I mean, Joe's the type of person who comes up with a lot of crazy ideas. So not that we're so good together. I mentioned that before though, so don't be redundant.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of.
Joe does have great ideas. I'm sure there's plenty because I remember being annoyed with people who I went somewhere with and being like, oh my gosh, stop. Mm-hmm. But the one that stands out the most, and I was 8 and and I remember it still. So we went with our neighbor to the air show. Mm. And I thought it was just going to be see an airplane in the sky. It was literally 500 degrees. The neighbor had to carry Jill on his shoulders because she was so tired, and he would not leave. He would not get in the van and leave. He had to personally examine every single bit of every plane, and it was horrible. Oh, you know what? Also, one time I went to Disneyland with my friend, and she doesn't listen, I'm sure, because we haven't been friends since high school. And it was my friend and her family. And it poured. It was pouring rain all day. And
I'm hearing the story for so many
years. And I actually got bronchitis. Mm-hmm. But when I was there.
I haven't been back since.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't. But when I was there, I noticed that my friend wasn't so great. Because usually our activity together was going to the movies.
I'm just going to point out a couple things. One, they offered to buy you a poncho and you wouldn't wear it because you thought it looked stupid.
True story.
So that's one of the reasons you got bronchitis. And two, Joe's question was, when did you go somewhere and be like a trooper and have a good attitude and try to do it? And you're like, and I was so annoyed.
Oh.
And I was mad.
Oh, okay.
Joe, did you have an answer to your own question before we hear Heather's discussion question?
Gosh, you know, there's just a lot of places that I've been that are like,
you think everything's interesting.
Yeah, you really
do. Yeah, I do. I really do. In its own way, you know, like I never really go to musicals. And I went to that one with Kirsten.
She wasn't there, probably. With Wicked. Wicked's what you saw.
Yeah, Wicked. So I went to Wicked, you know, and I just remember sitting there and this guy in front of me was like 60 years old and he was crying at the scene. Now I didn't understand any of the show, so I don't know what the scene was. I can't explain it.
What is your point? But
he was getting emotional. Jill was getting emotional. Everyone around me is getting emotional. And I don't understand it. So I don't know what everyone's getting emotional for. They're singing, they're being happy, they're running around. Why is everyone emotional?
Oh my God, I can't even.
And so what I did, being in the entertainment industry, is I made sure that I was able to visit the bar and look at all that area. But then during the show, I would look at how they do everything, how do you switch scenes so fast? You know, so I try to look backstage. I try to look up in the rafters. I try to see how this person's flying through the air. Like, oh, where's the cables for that? You know what I'm saying?
You tried to ruin the magic.
Yeah, I tried to see. Yeah, so I tried to solve the magic trick. You know what I'm saying? Everyone wants to know, how's that magic trick happen? How do they send Kristen Chenoweth through the air singing, you know, Wicked and all this? Or, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I turned something that I've never done and like that's not really my forte into something that, oh, I can get into this and watch the whole thing. and not have that bad attitude, but be happy that I'm there. And I couldn't even figure out why the guy has half a face and why like one face is
Phantom of the Opera, pal. Wrong musical.
Never. Oh, then that's why it was the wrong musical.
See that? We've only seen Wicked. And he's like, yeah. Oh, that was really good when we walked out.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Heather, discussion question. Well, half a face.
I'm going to answer Joe's now. You and I
were... You already answered it.
No, that was, you said it was wrong. So you and I both were. And we got up at 3 a.m, drove at, in the middle of the night to Orange, South Coast Plaza Nordstrom.
You wanted to do that.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, I'm in for it.
Because you wanted to do it. The question is, when did you have to do something you didn't want to do?
Is it didn't want to do?
Yes, just didn't want to go camping.
Just didn't want to do.
Okay.
Not name a time you did something you wanted to do. Every day.
Sorry, Joe. I butchered your question.
Okay. He didn't even answer his question. Like, kind of. All right, Heather, what's yours?
Have you ever done, like, had a holiday tradition and then broke it?
Unfortunately for Joe, no, I won't let him. I can't think of I make the kids and Joe, even if they don't want to, still do our traditions.
Okay, you're talking to your family.
Yeah.
Of origin. Or not of origin. Your adult.
No, it was even those traditions. I just took them and adopted them to my family. So technically, I've never broken them.
Right.
My parents got it broken because I wasn't at their house when it was happening. But like, cookies on Christmas Eve or go to mass on Christmas Eve and wake up super early and open the presents. Like, I'm big on holiday traditions.
That's nice.
I make everybody do them, whether they want to or not. And then jokes kind of go with the flow, so it doesn't matter. Cassidy just like doesn't like to wake up early, so she has some resistance to one of them. But for the most part, I think it's important.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So you haven't broken.
I don't think so. Joe, have you?
No. And, you know, I even did traditions like a day after getting out of the hospital from a stroke. I went to church one time.
We've addressed that before. That was a hot mess.
That's
yeah. So, I mean,
if you ever had a past,
I try to keep them. And then sometimes people adjust for you. Like before my family merged with Jill's, we watch football every Thanksgiving. That's what Thanksgiving is about, is watching football, right? And so after a while with Jill's tradition, it really wasn't so much football, but then people were so nice enough to, oh, let's put the game on. We can watch the game. And then everybody watches the game. So there's adaptations that people can make too to make, you know, those traditions good as well.
Yeah. And like Joe's family would celebrate Christmas like on Christmas Eve, but Joe and I wanted the kids to wake up in their own house for Christmas morning because it was like completely out of control. There was like 15 Santas coming 12 different places. And I was like, I think we should rein this in. And so they'll come like a week early out here. Or we'll go out there and celebrate it.
Right.
It's harder when it's out of state, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can modify a tradition, I think, and that doesn't count as breaking it. What about you?
Joe actually took a good thing and made it better. That's what he does.
What, Thanksgiving because of football?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot of people would like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me, it was my granny for years through Christmas morning, and we would always go. And then gets back to the cabin. And then one time, she wasn't, like, she had been sick or something. She wasn't up to it. And so we had to like rent this thing called a cabin, but it was more, it looked like a church hall inside.
Mm-hmm.
And although it was nice because it was Christmas,
wasn't the same.
It felt like the vibe was off.
The vibes were just like off.
Exactly. And then my uncle Matt moved the next year. So he started hosting it because he had a big house.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a broken tradition. Good job. Okay, well, that's perfect timing because we're just about to run out of time. So that concludes our discussion on Thanksgiving the 3rd, mine and Heather's least favorite episode of the entire series. Joe, as usual, go with the flow. No least favorite series. Much more positive than me and Heather, generally speaking. We'll see you guys next week for season 3, episode 11. We hope you have a great week. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.